Officials say the rebels were killed in a firefight Tuesday in Uruzgan province in southern Afghanistan. Several government soldiers were also reportedly killed in the clash. It was the latest in a series of clashes in the past 2 months in which some 300 people have been killed. In addition, coalition officials Wednesday acknowledged responsibility for a controversial airstrike Sunday that killed 16 Afghan civilians in a remote part of southern Kandahar province. A spokesman for the United States military, Colonel Tom Collins, apologized for the loss of innocent lives, but he defended the action, telling reporters in Kabul that the strike was ordered after coalition troops came under fire. He says U.S. commanders did not know civilians were in the houses when the U.S. planes attacked, and he accused the Taliban insurgents of intentionally using civilian houses for protection.
The ultimate cause of why civilians were injured and killed is because the Taliban knowingly, willfully chose to occupy homes of these people.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has ordered an inquiry into the incident. In a written statement Tuesday, Mr. Karzai expressed concern over U.S. tactics, but also condemned the Taliban's use of so-called human shields. Collins also told reporters that rebel activity has been rising in several southern Afghan provinces, which were the Taliban's traditional stronghold.
There are several hundred hardcore Taliban fighters, and we know for a fact that in recent weeks they have grown in strength and influence in some parts of Kandahar, Helmand, and Uruzgan.
Local officials in the region say rebel activity there typically rises during the summer and does not mean the government is losing popular support. However, this year's violence has been the rebels' deadliest so-called summer offensive since U.S.-led forces ousted the Taliban regime in 2001 for harboring terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.